Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka wants to see less government involvement in delivery of solutions for Māori. Vote Māori took a $96 million haircut in yesterday's budget, and there was also a $40 million reduction in the amount set aside for Māori housing, $32 million shaved from Crown Māori Relations Agency, Te Arawhiti, and many programs targeting Māori were cut completely. But Mr. Pōtaka says hundreds of millions of dollars will stay in Māori pockets because of tax cuts. National also has a deliberate plan to encourage devolution, such as the shift in providing social housing from kāinga ora to community housing providers.
We don't think that government delivery of services all the time is the right thing. We actually believe that communities, businesses and organisations that are out in the rohe have greater reach into hard-to-get whānau. Whether or not they're whānau Māori or whānau Pākehā or whatever whānau, that they have community-based solutions, locally-led whānau-centred solutions for some of the gnarly social challenges that we have as a country.
Tama Pōtaka says the Māori economy is moving faster than the mainstream economy and there is a lot of untapped potential. Budget 2024 will do little to quell the anger of the thousands who turned out yesterday in towns and cities across the country to protest the coalition government. The only Māori spending Finance Minister Nicola Willis chose to highlight was $49 million to allow Te Matatini to extend its regional Kapahaka development program for another 3 years. Te Matatini Chair Tahereweni Parata says the program has led to an increase in the number of teams competing in this year's regional competitions. That boosted the number qualifying for next year's final in New Plymouth to 55, meaning the festival will be run over 5 days. Te Pāti Māori President John Tamihere says the party is preparing a scorecard which will show inequitable funding for Māori, not just in this year's budget, but over the last 12 years. He says $49 million for Te Matatini was the only sign of light.
The true numbers are what dollars are voted to Māori, by Māori, for Māori to be deployed to their own mana motuhake. And that's the key. So this budget, in a broken system that is designed to actually keep us at the bottom of the land of our ancestors.
John Tamihere. Ngāti Kahungunu Chair Baden Barber says today's hui taumata by O Mahu Marae near Hastings will be about positivity rather than protest. The iwi expects more than 3,000 people at the hui, which will build on the calls for kotahitanga coming out of hui earlier this year at Rātana, Waitangi and Tūranga Waiwai. Baden Barber says it's a chance to celebrate Māori success, and coming the day after the budget, it's also a call for economic mana motuhake.
You know, we need to look to ourselves for the answers. They don't always fit with the kāwanatanga, and that's what the big hui is about.
And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūroa.